Now, Julie, you were talking about your Ag in the Classroom program and a book you have through there.
So one of the books that we read to children in the primary grades is Tops and Bottoms, and it's a book from this Janet Stevens, and it's all about vegetables and vegetables that grow on the top of the soil and vegetables that grow on the bottom of the soil. So I guess today we're talking about bottoms because we're talking about root vegetables. So, you know, there's a lot of vegetables that obviously grow below the ground, and some of the ones that we list, and even what Frank has already mentioned, technically, they're not all roots. For example, onions and garlics, they're more bulbs. But all of the vegetables underground provide a lot of nutrition. And interestingly enough, things that we didn't really realize until we start getting into eating more vegetables. And that's why, Frank, it's so fun to have you on today, because Frank Martin of Crooked Sky Farms, because you know all about vegetables and certainly those that grow below ground.
Thank you.
Each type of root vegetable contains a wide variety of vitamins and minerals. We like to stress that when we're talking about our vitamins. And then we kind of, I'm going to release this article on our blog on Fill Your Plate later on this week, Romy, just so that I can share with my audiences some of the things that you can do. But another fun thing I thought would be fun to ask Frank is, how'd you get started in farming? You told us a little bit the last time we were on the show, but it's been a while and people might have forgotten. You've been in farming pretty much all your life.
Yeah, I've actually been in farming most all my life. I actually grew up in Buckeye, and you're familiar with that area over there, a big farming community, you know, but I actually worked for other farmers when I was there. The Hardesty brothers and a lot of other people down there. And I always wanted to farm. And one day I went to George Hardesty and said, you know, I would really like to be able to farm. How do you get started in farming? And he said, there's only two ways to get started in farming. You have to marry it or inherit it. And I go, I'm not going to do either one of those. So, you know, So my thing was, you know, I'd always gardened just forever, ever since I can remember. I was 3 or 4 years old. And, you know, when I was growing up, I grew a lot of the easy things like zucchini and stuff like that. And in my neighborhood, I was kind of known as the zucchini kid, because I just grew all these zucchini, and then you place it on people's doorsteps and on their car and stuff like
cool.
that. But then, you know, I just kept growing, bigger garden. And then one day I got, I was, you know, I'm a master gardener for the University of Arizona, or had been for about 20 years. And one day we got an email through there that was, and somebody was starting a new farmer's market in Prescott. And they wanted to know if there was any gardeners there that would be interested in attending the farmer's market there that grew anything. So I went to the Prescott Farmer's Market with a little folding card table, folding chair, and more squash than you can imagine. I think I made $60 my first day at the farmer's market, and I thought it was crazy amount at the time. It was a lot of years ago. And then I just, you know, one of the things that I promised myself was, if I could just make like $300 a week, I'll quit my day job, which was, I was a truck driver. And I just rented a little piece of ground by my house. It was about 5 acres, started growing there, and it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And, you know, everything just kind of blossomed from there. I did a lot of farmers markets. I got involved, like I said earlier, with the Community Supported Agriculture, the CSA, also in Prescott. And then we just started reaching out to other things, other people, and we started one in Tucson. And our one at Tucson actually just, you know, it got humongous. I think we had about 700 families a week there at one time.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, at, you know, at the high height of what we were doing, we had about 1,400 families or CSA members a week. So it was pretty big. So we just started expanding a little more and a little more and kept growing. I'd always thought of myself as a farmer, even when I was doing very small acreage. But, you know, I always loved what I do.
And I got a question for you, Farmer Frank. And unlike a lot of the guests that Julie brings in, we've got, like you said, married into it or inherited. We had Slim was on with Justice Brothers. He's in third or fourth generation. The Roveys have been here for over 100 years. You've got the cars. Somebody trying to start a farm, what would you tell them?
I think that one of the things are because we do have people that come around and they want to farm. But part of it is, you know, you really have to put in the work. You know, if you go to college for 4 years, you're going to have to expect to do some type of an internship for at least that long on a farm so you can see how things are. You know, I think it's easy enough to just get a piece of dirt still and grow in it. So, but the rest of it is learning everything else that you have to do. It's like, you know, the growing, the marketing, you know, seasons and everything. So there's a lot to do.
More with Julie Murphy and Farmer Frank of Crooked Sky Farms here at Rosie on the House right after this.